today's daf. We're at the Meisvei second to last line on daf Memhei Amid Beis. Let's get it. Okay. So Meisvei, we have a question here. Haya Amid Begorin, a guy standing in a silo. Be'em bi'adomos, and he has no cash. Okay. So what are you supposed to do? He has no cash, and he wants to be mechalel his meiser onto money. So, and to boot, he also wants to save the added chomesh that you normally have to add on your own produce. So there's two goals he's trying to accomplish here. So Amar l'chaver, he could tell his friend, Kai, do we trust? Guess what? Happy birthday. I'm giving you this produce. So now it's yours. Okay? V'chozer v'omer, and then he says, and now I understand you're going to give it back to me. Okay. Okay. I'm going to give it back to you on the money that I have in my house. So now I'm redeeming what's your produce with my money as a non-owner of the money, and therefore I can do it straight to the value. And I'm saying I'm being mechalid on the money that I keep at home. Now, so that's the situation. So first I make the produce yours. Once it's yours, so then it's not mine. If it's not mine, I don't have to add on a fifth, and I'm not going to add on the fifth, and then I'm going to say that produce that you have, I'm redeeming it with my money, and now it's my Sir Shaney money. Okay, and you'll give it back to me. Okay, that's basically it.
And that fifth is part of the process of deconsecrating the produce to...
I'm deconsecrating the produce to the money. The money will be consecrated,
yeah.
But I'm doing it as if I'm not the owner because I gave it as a gift, quote-unquote. This is called the legal loophole that we just did over here. Okay.
The fifth is required in that process.
The what?
You're saving the fifth, you said.
Right, because normally if it's my produce and my money, and I'm just saying I'm going to take my produce, transfer it onto my money, I would have to add a fifth of money to be able to do that.
So the fact that he doesn't have the money with him is irrelevant, isn't it, really?
We'll get there.
If he wanted to, he could say, I'll pay the fifth, and
there's an easier... We'll get to it in a second. What do you do if you have the money in hand? Is the next step.
The same thing. It's yours.
Oh, okay. There's a better trick. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay. Now, this is... The problem is... Okay. Time at him the most. That's because he doesn't have cash in hand. Ha im yesh biyodamos. What if he has cash in hand? Liknil huli idach b'mshicha. You hand over the money to the next guy. Basically, give him your money. Okay. Say, look, I have a gift for you of $100. Okay. And now I want you to redeem. It's like obviously a guy we trust, right?
Yeah, right.
And then redeem the money. Redeem with the money I just gave you to the Meister Shani. And then you'll give it back to me, and then we're all good. Okay, that's basically that's what we would do, right? So, and he'll redeem it for its true value without having to add on a fifth. Because that's better. He's for sure the stranger vis-a-vis this produce, right? So it's obviously better. When I give him my produce, then it's really not his produce. It was mine that I gave to him. Here, I don't have to give him the produce. I'm holding on to the produce. It's really mine. The money was mine, I'm giving it to him, and now it's his money, and with his money, he is going to redeem it without adding on the fifth, and then everything's that's a better way to do it. Okay? Now, here's the question. The question is, if you can acquire a coin with chalipin, so that's... I have money at home, don't I? So why should I go ahead and give him the fruit and then transfer it on to my money that I have at home? Let me grant him the money, al yedei chalipin. Okay, I'll give him my handkerchief that I keep in my pocket, right? And then he'll redeem it with my money that's sitting in my house. It's his money now. Okay? So the Gemara says, that's the question. So it's if you say that it's true that money can be acquired with chalipin, we're saying you can't use money to make chalipin, to affect chalipin, mm-hmm. but you can buy it with chalipin. That can be the other side of the exchange. So then give him the sudar. The money's now his, and then he'll redeem it with his money that's sitting in my house. It's easier, right? Which is better way. Remember, it's better not to have to change hands with the produce. Okay. The answer is the Leslie sudar. This guy doesn't have a handkerchief. Now, what that means, by the way, never. If he doesn't have a handkerchief, that means he's actually yeah. naked. What? Okay, because if he has a shirt, he has yeah. a... He has a okay.
Sure
okay, so he happens to be in a mikvah, okay? Don't answer the question.
Okay. Mikvah in the Goran.
Okay, one second. V'nikninu neh le'agav karka. Why can't he give it to him by land? To left the karka. He doesn't have any land. I've amid begorim, but he's standing in the silo. Tani. Yeah, begorim, change the somebody else's silo. So the Gemara says, okay, excuse me over here. V'ich potana lashmin and Gabriel Triloi. We're talking about a guy who's naked. To left leib le'klamin. He has nothing to his name except for this produce. Come on! We're talking about such an unusual scenario over here. Alalav Shmamina must be that this is the truth. Okay, the bottom line is Eimat Be'er Nikne Bechalipin. Not only can't you use the coin to create Chalipin, but it also can't be acquired with Chalipin.
How do we know this? How do we draw this conclusion from this?
Shmamina, because it's otherwise, what's the Mishnah teaching us? What's it saying here? The fact that it has to make this case to be able to come to fix it up, that he's able to do that, okay. And not say, just give him the money that you have in your house, via Chalipa, means that's not at work. That's not a system that works. That's what we're saying. Shmami. Ta'afra Papa Hadarbe. Rapapa himself, who is the one who said this idea, he changed his mind. Okay? Kyadar Rapapa, Havalu Tracer Alfi Dinri Yubei Chuzai. He had 12,000. We had the story once before. In Baba Kama, he had 12,000 dinarim over in Bechuzai, far away, and they wouldn't give it to anybody else. Rapapa himself couldn't go, and there was a lot of money that was owed to him. So what did he do? He gave him land. The land was what's enabling them for this whole transaction to take place, that the money now belonged, the money that's owed to him, he transferred via land to this Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. And then, Kiyasa, when he came back, nothing. He was so happy, he even greeted him all the way to the neighboring town to show his appreciation. The Chayin Amr Ula also says, Ein matbea nasa chalipin. You can't use a matbea for chalipin. The Chayin Amr Avazi, matbea nasa chalipin. The Chayin Amr Abba Bar Barchan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ein matbea nasa chalipin. All these great rabbis are saying, coins are no good for chalipin. Okay.
Where's it defined what would serve as chalipin?
What?
Do we have
threshold of his house, right?
What would be chalipin, but what you can and cannot use? Is
yeah, well, that's what we're saying. Well, coins, we're excising coins out of it. We'll see more about it in today's daf, but Rav Nachman excised produce out of it. We'll see why. And basically, you need a keli, right? Can't do that. That's his opinion. Okay, not everybody agrees with that.
You can use land for chalipin.
That's a kinyan karka. That's agav karka. That's a different. That wasn't kinyan chalipin over there. That's agav. I'm giving you a piece of land, and through the land, you're getting the money. That's owed to me. That's in the.
Now, I would not want to use coins. It's like the easiest thing. It's done. The deal's done.
You can do a Kenyan. I mean, we'll get to what the issue.
I don't understand the issue. You know,
with in general, why is there? Okay, we'll get.
There's a difference in value of silver, but it's still
worth
something.
We'll get to what the concern is.
Like an asimon, it's not a real coin.
We'll get to. Yeah, it's coming up today too. Okay, so that's blanks. Slugs. Right, slugs, right.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's still a silver value unless it's a word.
We'll get to it. Okay, one step at a time. So just right now, we're discussing a Kenyan Chalipin, and we call it Kenyan Sudar because that's really the primary thing to use. What rabbis use today is pens.
Sudar.
What's Sudar? Sudar is a handkerchief.
Oh,
so
it was a handkerchief.
Yeah, right. So since we stopped having handkerchiefs, we use tissues.
So it's a pen these days. Pen,
they give you the pen. That's exactly. A keli. That's right. Exactly. Okay. Anyway, so that's the bottom line. Okay. So moving right. Eitzvei Rav Abba l'Ula. Okay. So Rav Abba asked Ula a question. I reach. Oh, you have more before I left open also a shuk. The guys. Workers and his donkey drivers and his workers are coming to him and saying, demanding pay. Okay, look, you owe us money for a day's work. We need it. Well, where's the dinero? Okay, we need it. Okay, Amar le shulchani. So he goes to a shulchani and he tells him, "Daily bedinar mos, give me a dinar's worth. I have it of mals. He's broken down into the coinage. The authorities say, man, I'll pay them what I owe them. And I'll give you. I have the money at home. I just don't have it here. And I'll give you that. And for your trouble, I'm adding on a little bit extra. So you're laying out the money. I'm going to go home. I'll bring you the dinar plus something for your troubles. Okay? You're following the case. Now, if he actually does have the money, he's not making up stories. So then, mutter, that's actually not an issue of interest. What I'm doing is, even though I'm changing, because it's really an immediate exchange, and I'm giving you, I'm taking less for more. I'm getting $100 worth of pennies, and I'm giving you, small denominations, and I'm giving you a little bit more on top of it. Okay, that's what we're doing, and I can trade. That's a trader that you could do for whatever reason. Okay, now b'mav also, but if I don't have the money at home, then it's a loan. Basically, and a loan, where's interest, because I'm paying back more than I'm borrowing, it's what we call schar hamtonasmos, the wages for waiting for his money, and he's earning for having to wait, that is forbidden. Okay, now, if coins can't be used for chalipin, which is what all these rabbis just said, then what you're saying is, it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant, because the exchange is not happening now. Think about it. It's a revasar and still forbidden because, after all, I'm taking the pennies today, and whenever I get around to going home and bringing you the dinner with something else, I'm going to give it to you later. It's not happening. It's not an exchange. If it's a chalipin, so then you're giving the pennies, and if there's a chalipin, the dinner that I have at home with the trees is yours. So that would work for chalipin, but it's not. You're saying, you're saying chalipin doesn't work, so then why is this working? Ishtik. So that question was a strong question, and he was silent. So he didn't have an answer. What happened? Amrlay. So then, so just to get the name straight. So Rav Abba asked Ula this question, and he stumped Ula. What happened? Amrlay, dilma idibi idibi prutatois shanum. Maybe what we're talking about here is not real money. We're talking about copper slugs, and we're talking about a dinar that's unmarked. We're not really cash, and therefore it's chalipin. And he says, you know what? Dilek alayu tiba. No stamp. Everything's unstamped. And he's paying in loose copper pieces, okay? And he's getting back, and he's giving the guy silver piece, unstamped, not money. And therefore, they're both peiros. And that's why it works for chalipin. Maybe that's what's going on. And he said, you know what? That's exactly what's going on. And if you look carefully at the words, it makes sense that that's what's going on. Diktani yafe dinar utrisis. He didn't say, I'm giving you a dinar yafe, a nice dinar with the utrisis. He says, what's yafe dinar? What's worth the dinar? Meaning he's giving him in silver, unstamped, to the value of a dinar and a treesis. You understand? So the words, v'loktani dinar yafa v'treesis. Shema mina, that we're not talking in cash at all over here. This exchange that's taking place is not using money. It's using, right, it's a bar, it's a chalipin. Because it's peiros to peiros. Okay, product to product. It's a barter, exactly. An instantaneous exchange. Shema mina. So the bottom line is not a riot against it. And that's the story. Ravash yamar lo'olam b'damim. Ube prutotis. We're talking about kinyan damim exchange, like a purchase. Ube prutotis, and we're talking about the money that's not the pennies that are being given here are not real, not stamped. But kinyan de islay, since he has it, nasakam halveni achiyove bini achem zemafdech. Meaning, we're not talking about a kinyan of chalipin altogether, really. But the coins that I'm changing here are prutatois. And I'm going to owe it to you. And the reason why it's not a matter of interest is because we learned this idea before. Lend me until my son comes or I get the key and then I'll give it to you. Since it's a loan that's really can be exchanged for immediate because I just have the money, I just don't have access to it right now. So, right, the banks are closed or whatever it is. My money is here, but it's I just can't get to it. So that's not a problem it's not a problem of lending with interest. Okay, Tashma, come in here, another proof. Okay, we're still not stuck on this, whether coins can be used for chalipin or not. Tashma, kol anasa damim ba'acher, anything, okay, this is not clear what that means, but kol anasa damim ba'acher, anything that can be considered value for something else, kivin shezacha zeh, once this person takes it, nischayiv zeh b'chalipin, that forces the other one to obligates the other side to give its exchange. Now, what does that mean? Kol anasa damim ba'acher, anything that can be value for something else, mainu, what is that? So what does that even mean? Well, very simple. What it sounds like it means, which is matpeah, money. Okay, right. The words that something that is found to be value for something else, that sounds like money. Okay, matpeah. Ushma mina matpeah nas chalipin. Right. That's what the word sounds like. You could use coins for chalipin. Tamar Rav Yehuda, no, you misunderstood what this means. How come we're saying this? Kol hanishom dam, not nasa dam, nishom dam in ba'acher. Something that needs valuation for something else. Kim shezach hazeh, nishayv zeh b'chalipin. Okay, meaning something that normally needs to figure out what its value is, meaning it's anything but money. Money, you know what it is, because it's $100, it's $100. We know exactly the value of $100, it's $100. If it's an item, it's a thing, so then it needs to be evaluated. That's what it means. Meaning you have to figure out its value. Then you can do chalipin with it, okay? And Hakana Mesaber actually fits in with the words. Why? Because Midiktani says, it says afterwards, what's the example? Ketzad hechlev shor bepara. I'm trading a shor to a para, okay? Ochamor b'shor, or a donkey for ox. Shema mina, that we're obviously talking not money at all. We're talking about making a barter exchange of one item to another item, and we had to figure out the valuation. Shema mina, and that's the bottom line. So the Gemara is saying, you know what? Once you see the Seifa, it's kind of like, what were we thinking? How do we think that it was money in the first place? Okay. How does this Ketzad even, what were we thinking would be reading in the next line? So how can come? This is what it's saying. You have to add in the words, not only is money good for chalipin, but Paris is also good for chalipin. And Ketzad, how is that? Hechlev shor b'paro, hechamar b'shor, also works. So Gemara says, wait a second, honey, chalav Rav Sheshes. That's already a machlokas where the Paris makes chalipin. If you're like Rav Sheshes, damar peri avdi chalipin, you can use a product like produce for chalipin, fine. El Rav Nachman damar kli, oin avol peri lo. He says only a keli, only a utensil is good for chalipin, not produce either. So then my ketzad, what's the ketzad? So Gemara says, you're absolutely right. According to Rav Nachman, this is how you're going to have to read it. Yesh damim shein k'chalipin. There's sometimes value that works like chalipin. How so? Okay, it's at hechlev to mei shor b'paro. The guy exchanged the value of a shor for a cow. Or to mei chamor, or the value of a donkey for a shor, for an ox. What does that mean? So it's saying like this. Basically, there's two purchases that's happening simultaneously, sort of. So basically, the guy says, oh, I'd love to buy that ox. I really need that ox. Okay, how much is it worth? 100 zuz. Okay, fine. I agree on the price, 100 zuz. So I'm taking the ox. He takes the ox. And now you're entitled to demay the value of that ox. Okay, 100 zuz. I owe you 100 zuz. Then you see my cow and you say, whoa, that's a cow that's a good milking cow. I want that. How much? 100 zuz. Guess what? I'll take that for the 100 zuz. So do you understand what's going on? It's both the transaction, but the money is the valuator that's between the two transactions. And that's what it's saying. The demei shor, I'm trading the demei shor bebara. So sometimes you can have monetary transactions that works like a chalipin. You understand? It's two purchases that are, we're doing it together. Basically, first we do one purchase that's locked into a value. Then instead of taking the money, you see something else that I have a value that's equal value, and you take that instead, or the donkey for the
barter. Just accounting at the end of the month.
Exactly, that's exactly right. It's not true barter. What it is really is because it's really I owe you money first, and then we changed, and then you then you owe me money, and we just call it a day. It's a wash, right? Exactly. It's two purchases. That's a wash. Exactly. My time with Rav Nachman's. Now, we're getting into the guts of why does Rav Nachman have an issue using peros as a chalipin. So my time with Rav Nachman's. So we look at Rav Yochanan, also Rav Yochanan. Tamar dvar Torah mos kenes. He says that really money does work. Minatorah. Okay, so which is getting there. I'm sorry, this is not, this is explaining why Rav Nachman over here. Okay, so we'll, 1 second. So first of all, really, money is able to do a kinyan, meaning I can actually buy with money and then the thing becomes mine, min ha-Torah. Okay? The rabbi stopped it. Why don't we do, like you say, why? What's wrong with making a kinyan kesef where I give you the money, which has the value, and then it's mine? There is a reason why they stopped it. Right. What we're afraid of is that if you're not in possession of the item, it's sitting by you, you're not going to really care for it because the sale's done already. In fact, you got your money. So guess what? There's a fire. Okay, I'll call the fireman. Whatever. Not my problem. So you're going to be lackadaisical in dealing with it because it's not yours and you made the sale. That's what we don't want. We don't like that. Okay? We want you to feel that your money's on the line. And then guess what? You all of a sudden, you have a lot more energy. Okay? That's why we make the transaction dependent on possession as a protection to buyers in general. Okay, it's not bought until it's in his possession. And therefore, even if he gave you the money, you can't back out of it. It's not nice to back out. It's already a mishapar to back out of it. But the sale's not done yet. And therefore, you better make sure that it'll get to him. Okay. And therefore, they only worry about common scenario situations. Milsa the lo shchicha, but uncommon scenarios lo gozer berabanan, and that's why over here in this circumstance where it's like a double purchase, so then they just allowed it to work. So therefore, it's kind of like as soon as the cow goes to me, the exchange is done. You know what I mean? It's like both sides are done because it's unusual. Okay? It's not a common type of transaction. They never made the gzera. Okay, now the Rish Lakish, that works according to Rabbi Yochanan's version. Rish Lakish disagrees and he says, Meshicha mifureshes min haTorah. Really, the Torah only allows for Jews to have only one type of kinyan for portable things, and that's Meshicha, possession. Okay? That's explicit in the Torah, and he's saying it's on a Torah level. So, Hanicha, Yisabela Karev Sheshes. If you hold like Rav Sheshes, fine. They hold like Rav Sheshes that you could use Peres for Chalipin, and then it works. Okay, we're doing Chalipin over here. Metaris like Rav Sheshes. Eli Yisabela Karev Nachman. Holds like Rav Nachman that you can use Peres for Chalipin. Damer Peres loved the Chalipin, and you can't do Matbeah either. So, Hechim Metaris, how can he explain what's going on over here? So you're right. You were forced to say that Rav Sheshes Mataris. So you must hold like Rav Sheshes. And then Tanan. Okay, so Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Kol Matalton Kani Zeze. All portable things can acquire each other. V'Amar Shlokesh V'Afilu Kis Mali Mals B'Kis Mali Mals. So even a wallet full of money can be used in an exchange. So doesn't that sound like you're using money matbea for chalipin? Question. Okay, that's the kasha. So the Gemara answers Tirgama Rav Acha Bedinar Anka Vanigra. We're talking about two types of monies that are both non-monies. How so? Achad Echad Shepasalta Malchus. One where the king said this is not good money anymore, but under the table people accept it. But the king said you can't use this as money. Under the table, you know, like it's like let's say. I don't know, what is it, like certain countries are very against America. We won't accept American dollars. The king disallowed it. But under the table, everyone's doing transactions with American dollars because there's rampant inflation with their local money, right? You follow? So that's one type of money, but it's not. It's also psaltim. And then rechush and psaltim medina, where it's just not usable here in this medina, but other places it's acceptable. Okay, v'tzricha. You have to talk about both. Diash minim psaltim malchos mishum de sagi klal. It's not really acceptable at all. Al psaltim medina de sagi la b'medina achriti. It's not acceptable here. Somewhere else, this is good money. Same akati matbei, in a sense that's money. Vei matbei nikna b'chalipin, and that doesn't work with chalipin. V'yashmin b'salta medina, that's mishum d'lo isagilei lo b'tzinov lo b'fresia. This medina doesn't, you can't do privately or openly, as opposed to b'salta, aval, mishum d'lo isagilei lo b'tzinov lo b'fresia, aval b'salta malchus, if it's just the king that has a problem with it, t'sagilei b'tzinov, anything under the table is fine, e makati matbei, or maybe you say, look, it's still money. That's why you have to talk about both types of situations. But the bottom line is, and we'll stop over here, that neither of these are really money. They're only kind of like money. All right.